It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Yes, he's on again. And the sun is shining, and it's not overly hot today. That's good. Okay, now let me look here through my magic telescope. I'm looking down. Let me see, where is it? West Virginia? Let me just check here. Yeah, I see down in West Virginia, there's Alyssa. There's Aiden, there's Nevaeh, Natalie, and let me see, there's Angie, and let's see, who else is here? Angie's husband, yes. okay, Alyssa, Aiden, Natalie, and all of them, greetings from Ohio to West Virginia. What's cooking down there? I hope something good. When you think of the South, you think of the sausage and grits and mashed potatoes and gravy, things like that. They're not to make you thin either. Okay, so that's the story. Michael, Natalie, Nevaeh, Aiden, and Alyssa down in West Virginia. They've got their smartphone tuned into us. All right. Okay, let's see what else I can do to get you in trouble, or yeah, myself. LEWS, I still haven't got the full explanation, yes, for LEWS. The first two letters are Lake Erie. What are the last two letters? Lake Erie what? All right, now I've got tickets to Arby's for a small meal. I've got the tickets to the Open Air Safari, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, and the Dublin Irish Festival. Yeah. Speaking of Dublin, do you remember the author of Gulliver's Travels? Yeah, I've got the book. I've got the actual book that Gulliver's Travels is in. My book says 1754, the print date. I've got a whole series by Jonathan Swift, the author of Gulliver's Travels. Okay, where is the street fair that I'm talking about? Going east of Marion, at a certain time of the year, you'll run into a street, it's a best street fair, you might say, a street fair, where the animals are kept in tents on the street. Yeah, not in some side lot, but right in the street. That's right. Easy to clean up that way. Okay, what town is that, though? What town? And the town has part of its name part of the name of that town would also be the name of a town in England, a big town in England. What would that be? Okay, and then here's another question. Every year, there's a Woolly Bear Festival held in Ohio, and it's right along Lake Erie. A woolly bear, now, you know what a woolly bear is. That's those little crawly things that, you know, come out in the fall, run across the road, brown, black, different colors, white. There is a Woolly Bear Festival where they actually race those, and I doubt very much if you could ever remember the name of the originator of that. He was the big weatherman in Cleveland. He was a good friend of Gomez and a good friend of mine. In fact, he had me come up and join in the parade, the Woolly Bear Festival parade. This was some years ago. He wanted me to portray Warren G. Harding, which I did. And I marched with all the other presidents that from Ohio. You know, there were a bunch of us. And I never had so much fun. We marched with 500 Girl Scouts in the Woolly Bear Festival parade. And I stepped over and shook hands with a lot of people. And I think they thought I was Harding. That's, things like that are fun. Okay, moving right along. There is a town not too far from us where I'm speaking that has a hatchery festival every year. They celebrate hatcheries. The hatchery capital of Ohio. Where would that be? Now, this town that has the hatchery festival is a town that was made up of people from another country, mainly, originally, you know, a long time ago. In fact, they have a cemetery that has those big cast iron crosses denoting graves, just like they do in Germany. Yeah. What's the name of that town? The Hatchery Festival. Boy, it is not big. It's a small one. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, is it LaRue for the hatchery?
No, it's not LaRue, no.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this town is not west of us. This town is north of us. And the Hatchery Festival isn't very big. I don't know how many vendors. Ooh, here we go. All right, go ahead.
Is it New Washington, Ohio?
Yeah. Yes, sure is. Dutchtown. Yeah, New Washington. Have you been there?
No.
Oh, okay. You have to go there sometime. They only have one bar, Pete's Bar. But they have a band concert every Friday night in downtown. They've had it since the Civil War. The band plays. Okay. What prize would you like today?
Can I have the zoo safari tickets?
Yeah. The open air safari? Sure,
yes.
Can. And what is your name?
Bentley Davidson.
Davidson? Okay.
Bentley.
Stanley?
Bentley.
Bentley. I have a grandson by the name of Bentley.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be talking about my great grandson to boot. Yeah. Isn't that some Bentley Davidson? Okay. The open air safari tickets. You've got them. And thanks for participating.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. Yeah, isn't that something? Davidson Bentley? Yeah, my great-grandson. Name is Bentley. Wow. That's his first name, Bentley. Well, let me write this down here. Okay. What's the date today? The 12th day of July. Wow. Okay, so what are you folks going to do tonight? Now, Friday night is the night everybody eats out. Friday night, you crowd all the restaurants old to the rafters. Now, we haven't had a new edition of, well, we've got the Toppings Ice Cream downtown. Has anyone been there? Now, I understand that Toppings Ice Cream is made by Rob Lill. Rob Lill has been in the ice cream making business for a long time. Now, Rob is quite an adventurer in business because he bought the ice cream company that was once owned by the mayor of Cardington, Ohio. And he made this Riverside Ice Cream, made it so famous. And Rob Lill came along and bought it. And kept going, pure butter used in the, oh boy. And Rob has expanded, of course, to keep up with the demand. And that's good. Now, Rob Lill is supplying the ice cream at Toppings. Okay, downtown Marion. Okay, now let me see. The Woolly Bear Festival, where is that held every year? Dick Goddard is the weatherman from Channel 5 in Cleveland that originated. Dick Goddard originated that like I originated the peanut push. Both of them are kind of ridiculous when you think about it. Pushing a peanut across the street with your nose or watching woolly bears race down an incline. That's what he has. He has a tent and an incline, and he puts the woolly bears there and see who can run faster than the other. Yeah, that's right. And, oh, it's huge. They have one of the biggest parades in Ohio. Really? No kidding. And can you tell me what town it's located in? If you can't, I'll tell you at the end of the program. You remind me. It's up along Lake Erie. Okay, let's see. What else do I have here? Okay, we've given away the open air safari. Okay. Now, I still have a couple of meals at Arby's, the smaller one free meal, a small size at Arby's on McMahon Boulevard. That's 175 McMahon Boulevard on the east side of Marion on the old McMahon farm. Boy, he looks anything like a farm anymore. Woo, wow. It's hard to imagine. That was once a farm. Oh, that's right. I was going to mention. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay, Charlie, the Woolly Bear Festival, is that Vermilion?
Yes, it's Vermilion.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, you want a prize today?
Sure.
Okay, what would you like?
Do you have zoo tickets still?
Yes, I've got zoo tickets. I sure do.
That'd be fine.
Let me make sure I got them here. Yes, I do. And I should know your name, but what is it?
Sarah Burger.
Sarah. Of course. Of course. Okay, Sarah, all right. And we're open just till 3 today. Well, that's a half hour yet. Wow. Then I can go home.
I'm at work right now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Well, you guys have extended hours on Monday for prize pickup, don't you?
Well, let's see. Till noon. How is it? I can't remember now.
I thought Scott had said at one point.
Yeah. Yeah,
in fact, on Mondays.
There's a thing written up here that I could read if I would. Here. Now, just a second. Stay right where you're at. It says, new hours for prize pickups, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Fridays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's what the note says.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll just send one of the kids, Charlie.
Yeah, okay. Now, let's see, you wanted Zoom, which ticket did you want?
Just the regular zoo, if you had it.
The zoo ticket. Okay, very good. Okay,
yeah,
sir.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Sarah wins. Let's see, write that down here. The zoo ticket. Okay. I get a kick out of Davidson Bentley. Open air safari. I'll be doggone. Bentley, my great-grandson. Wow, over in the Sunbury area. Yeah, let me see. What else do I have here I can ask you that you can't answer? name the famous airman.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce him. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduced me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduced me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get... He said, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Krieger, we got shortcuts. So I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something. Mr. Sullivan, it has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary. And there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy.
I love it.
He heard that.
Oh,
after the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. As you really believe that, you old as you're nuts, you know.
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock during a commercial break, he's sort of looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 1210 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again for our last shot today. We've got, 27 minutes left in this program today. Okay, 27 minutes to tantalize you with prizes and questions, like this question. that's right, we got the Hatchery Festival all the way. We didn't get the street fair, though. The street fair, it remains unanswered. Now, let me tell you, I'll give you a real big clue. The street fair is on State Route 39. Now, State Route 39 starts near New Washington. Yes, that's right. State Route 39 starts just east of New Washington. It goes down through Shelby and continues on and then curves over into the Amish country. State Route 39. It goes, let's see, New Philadelphia, Dover, let's see, what else? What's the other? Sugar Creek, that's it, yeah. Okay. So now, that's where is the street fair? The annual street fair. Now, I'll give you another clue. The name of the town starts with the letter L. Starts with a letter L. And I've yet to get the full L-E-W-S. L-E meaning Lake Erie. But what does W-S mean? L-E-W-S. Yeah, what does that mean? Remember, oh, no, you wouldn't remember. Now, there are some people listening that has to be as old as I am. Do you remember on radio, long before television, Major Bose, he was called, had an amateur hour? He's kind of like, dancing, not Dancing with the Stars, but, America's Got Talent and all that. This was the old radio version. But there was one thing about Major Bose that he became suspicious. Or the government became suspicious of him. They thought he was a German spy. Because whenever his program ended, he would always say, and around she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. Now, how they could ever interpret that as being a German spy message, I don't know. That was Major Bose. I could ask that as a question, but nobody would know, because you'd have to be as old as I am to remember. Around and around she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. That was old Major Bowes. Now, he ended his reign probably by 1950, I would think, about the time television started. All right, now let's see what else. What else do we have here? Here's a guy, a little message here, by the name of Acosta, is resigning in Trump's cabinet. There's been a lot of resignings. And now you can imagine yourself, though, if you were the head of an industry and you wanted everything to go your way because you knew how to, at least you thought you knew how to run it, you'd have to weed everybody out till you got exactly what you wanted, wouldn't you? Okay, that goes on in politics, too. Well, let me see. I see a picture here of a dining room table with flowers on it. Yes. And a little lamb below the vase. You might say, well, who could that be? Well, that's Ellen Messenger's house. Yeah, the white flower is a, what do you call that? There's like snowballs. And you can put a chemical in the soil and make them turn color. I've seen rows of them in blue and other colors. And they say you put a chemical of some kind in the soil, and it will make that flower turn color. Is that true? I don't, or is that an old wives' tale? Boy, there are a lot of old wives that sure had a lot to say, wasn't there? that's saying, how many of you know about the old wives' tale? Yes. Okay. Well, let me see here. I got a note here on my smartphone about some people that said they got emails from somebody wanting money. Obviously a fake. Okay, now let me see. What else can I ask you can't answer? LEWS. Oh, someone needs to get that. Now, you in Lake Erie. Now, you find that very popular phrase, perhaps, in Sandusky. Because LEWS is all over Sandusky, along the shore. Can you figure that out? I still have zoo tickets. I've got Zoom tickets, open air safari. I'm glad to see people going to the open air safari. It's advertised quite a bit on television now. Yeah, I have zoo tickets and the open air safari, and that's quite an impressive commercial they do on television. But I got plenty of zoo tickets. Wow. And I've got a couple of tickets to Arby's that will give you one free meal, a small size, to redeem at McMahon Boulevard Arby's. Yes. I often wonder, too, how many of you have ever wondered why they couldn't cut a road through where you could go from Walmart clear over to McMahon Boulevard without having to go out on that busy Route 95. But there must be something with the landowners, isn't there, that they won't allow a cut-through to access, to be able to access all these other stores without going out on Route 95. Now, in Columbus, you'll find things like that are commonplace. They keep you within a certain area, and you can access all the other stores. It's too bad we can't hear. But you can't access, Kohl's from the Walmart area. You just can't get through. All right, what else can I tease you with today? You never did tell me where Edison's family moved. Now, you can Google that. The Hatchery Festival in New Washington. Woolly Bear Festival, Loudonville. I gave you that answer here. That's okay. I've asked it been on it so long. Loudonville. That's where the street fair is every year. Now, you can get around it. You can zigzag around the neighborhood and get around the livestock tents, which are right on Route 39. Yes, indeed. That's quite a street fair. Loudonville, Ohio, the home of Charles Kettering. And they have a museum there. And some of Kettering's inventions are displayed there, and some aren't. Okay, let me see. I got so many potential questions here. LEWS, though, I'd like to, for you to answer that one. Lake Erie what? Lake Erie what? LEWS. Let me see. The Battle of Lake Erie, I could have asked you that. Where was the Battle of Lake Erie? Yeah, that's right. It was just off Put-in Bay. The Battle of Lake Erie. You just wonder if there are any men still buried down there. There's probably a couple of guns yet, although they have dug up one or two guns. I know they have one on display. All right, let me see if I got any other interesting. I got a lot of street questions here. Yeah. Now, yes, Popcorn Festival. Now, we deal, Manel Milling deals with a lot of popcorn, just like Wyandotte did back in another era, where Manel Milling wholesales popcorn probably all over the planet. But the Popcorn Festival came about because of popcorn. But yet, a lot of people think popcorn's grown in Marion County. There's not that much grown. I don't know if there's any popcorn grown in Marion County. I'd like to know. Popcorn is grown big time in Indiana. Indiana. Popcorn country, yes. And it'd be interesting to know if any farmers in Marion County grow popcorn. This would be a heck of a year to try to grow anything, isn't it? I did see a field full of fully grown, well, it's not completely grown yet, but it's in perfect step with time. It's on the, it's just off the road out of Caledonia. It's at Lyons Road intersection with the railroad. There's a field of tall corn that must have been planted right on time. Man, all the other corn, though, is coming along, but will never produce like they would like to have it. How big do you suppose will the ears of corn be should they mature when it's all over? Will it be just little nubbins, as they're called, or will they be half the size of a regular ear of corn? It's a big thing because farmers depend on that. Now, the soybeans are doing well in a lot of cases. A lot of good fields of soybeans. And they're right on time, more or less. You know, they'll produce probably, hopefully, 45 bushels to an acre. But it's been an interesting year. Next year would be interesting, too, price-wise and quantity-wise on, you know, how much corn are we going to have for a carryover? How many beans are we going to have as a carryover for next year? Interesting. Okay. 740-383-9944 is our number to call. We've got about 15 minutes left today. I think when I go home, I'm just going to sit down and collapse. I've been here since 10 o'clock this morning. Boy, it's been a long time. Okay, so stay tuned. 2:45 is coming up in a couple of seconds. Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
Okay, we're back once again. I was just thinking, too, you saw in the news today where there was a
an earthquake up in the state of Washington. And you might remember me telling you, my grandson, Jacob Hutchinson, who joined the Marines just, you know, a little over a year now, is stationed up there in security. And I bet he felt that earthquake. Now, my other grandson is down in California. I bet he felt the one down there. Yeah, boy. And who knows? There could be more earthquakes. It seems like they have minor earthquakes every day in California. I mean, detectable with their seismographs. You know, they have little bumps they can see. The earth below us is not a solid mass. It's a kind of a slippery thing. And it continues to jiggle around a little bit and create mayhem in some cases. All right. Now, trying to think here what else I can ask you that you might not. Well, I'm still getting back to that LEWS. I thought by now, because I've asked that before and got an answer. LEWS. Lake Erie what? Okay. Now, all right. Here's a good one. Something to eat. There's something made from lobster. You know, it's not there might be a couple of specialties, but this one is what people just go nuts about, including me. What is it that's made with lobster? Oh, it is so good. Do you know what it is? Now, occasionally, they'll have it at Red Lobster, but it doesn't taste like the one up at Lake Erie. What am I talking about? Made with lobster. What's the name of the ingredient, you know, what you eat? Lobster what? I know all of you, probably not all of you, but a lot of you, probably more like it than don't. But there's one place up at Put-in Bay where it's really domineering as far as a food item. 2:48's the time. All right, and what else can I talk about today? Let's see. The lobster what? And now, Lake Erie WS. What does that stand for? I'm looking at here at some old last year's questions, too. Here's a good one. There once was a high school basketball team in Ohio. Boy, they beat even college teams. And they learned how to play basketball. Oh, here we go. All right, good afternoon.
Oh.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Are you there? Are you there? Because I'm not all here. Well, they're gone. Okay, well, it was a good try. What was that? Oh, I was talking about a baseball or basketball team that originated in Southern Ohio. I've been in their town. I've talked to their people. Okay, no, this is... Okay, caller, go ahead.
I bet you're talking about the Waterloo Wonders.
Yes, I am. Yeah, my bicycle once, I was bicycling through Waterloo, Ohio. Yeah. And I had to stop there and get something to eat. And I walked in this grocery store, and I saw this older man. I said, "What are all those pictures doing up there?" He said, "The Waterloo Wonders." I think he was one of their dads.
My grandmother and grandfather were both from Waterloo, and
Of
their cousins was on that team.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, that's boy, that was some team, wasn't it?
It was. I think that was back in. I don't know, the mid-20s or
yeah,
mid-20s?
I think so, yeah.
Right in there.
And they say that a blacksmith made the hoop for him, pounded it off
over
the barn.
Yeah.
Wow.
My grandparents' cousin's name was Owen Knox, and he's in one of the pictures of the Waterloo Wonders.
Okay, yeah, the pictures were all around the grocery store, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting,
yeah. I think there was only, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 players on the whole team.
That's right. Pretty small town.
Yeah. They I can remember they talked about them once they went to Columbus, you know, for the state tournament.
Oh, yes.
And the biggest thing they got enthused about was
They had elevators in Columbus.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I can imagine. Lazarus.
Right.
Oh, my. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they were pretty famous for just a little bitty town. I mean, you know, the town's not over 200 or 300 people.
That's right. I remember crossing a bridge going into Waterloo.
Yeah, the Sims Creek goes right through the middle of Waterloo.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I laid my bicycle down. My derailleur had a crook or a bent in it, and I had to unbend it and then go in and get something to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just sort of a jog in the road there.
Yes, right. Now, there is a movie of the Waterloo Wonders, too. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been on television a number of times now. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, let me see. Name that lobster delicacy that I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. The last I had it at the boardwalk at Put-in Bay, it was so full of lobster. It even had a lobster claw in it. Lobster is an expensive food. Mmm. You know, there is a... Oh, here we go. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
My wife has an answer for you.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Go ahead.
Lobster bisque.
Yeah, lobster bisque is correct, yes. Oh, boy. I can taste it now. Okay. What would you like? Would you like a prize today?
Do we want a prize today? What do you have?
Well, I got one small free meal at Arby's, and then I got zoo tickets and things like that.
Do you want to go to the zoo again?
Sure. Okay. I'll give you...
Joe says okay.
All right. Now, let me write down, what's your name?
Name is Kathy.
Okay.
Peters.
Kathy Peters, okay. All right. Were you Joe's daughter?
Joe's daughter? No.
No.
I'm his wife.
Oh, yes. Okay, I gotcha. Okay, Kathy. And you, what do you want, the zoo tickets? Or what?
Zoo tickets or what, Joe? Joseph's zoo tickets.
Zoo, okay, got you down. We'll be open till noon next week. Boy, we're getting close to time already. It's almost 3. Okay, Kathy. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, it's Kathy Peters. Yeah, Joe Peters hired me in 1952. That would be her father-in-law, Joe Peters, her husband's father, hired me in 1952. Been a lot of grass mowed since then. 2:55 is the time. LEWS. LEWS. Have you thought that over? The first two letters stand for Lake Erie. Now, let me give you a hint. LEWS would be something found around rocks. Now, what would that be in Sandusky? I'm thinking now if you ate at Damon's, and you walked out of Damon's, and you walked out on a little walk, you know, out into the bay area there, and you sat there maybe on a bench and looked down, LEWS. Is that a good hint yet? Okay. Let's see what else we have here. It's a great day, isn't it? This looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend. At least today it's not so blooming hot. Wow. Let me see. Oh, I have in my book that I'm talking to you from, I've got a picture of myself portraying Warren G. Harding with Mrs. Harding, with Florence there. This was at the Marion Cemetery when they had the cemetery walk. You know, some years ago, that was when I was still able to walk,
walk briskly. Oh, yeah. Time marches on. I'll be 85 years old in September. 85. Man. There's a lot of people out there the same age, and some older and some younger. Oh, did I mention, I did yesterday, didn't I? Tim Spires. He deserves mentioning again. Tim Spires. I used to work with him radio at WDIF, the original WDIF. Tim was a man, he was a type A. He was a go-getter. He not only did work on the air, but off the air as a salesperson. And he went on to different stations as sales manager and so forth. Tim Spires passed away. He was almost 60. Yeah, they're young. But life in the fast lane. Boy, oh boy. It must have been a nervous life for him. He was a salesperson. And so was his brother. His brother's still living, Bill. Bill, I remember buying an appliance from him years ago. But Tim Spires, boy, I used to marvel at how he worked when I worked with him at WDIF. Yep, and it's all past history now. He died in Florida. 2:57 and a half is the time. Boy, we're almost done. A lobster bisque. Oh, that is, oh boy, wouldn't you love to have a bowl of lobster bisque right now? Oh, I can taste it. I wonder if it's how high the water is at Put-in Bay. Oh, it'd be jam-packed today and this weekend, wouldn't it? Oh, boy. But the wind is driving the lake in to Put-in Bay and, you know, covering some things up. Okay, what else did I ask? Oh, Lake Erie water snake. Lake Erie water snake. Lewes. L-E-W-S. Lake Erie water snake. Now, if you go to Sandusky, and if you'd happen to go up along the shore, the rocky shore, maybe go sit on a bench and look out at the water, and you look down, and looking up at you will be a Lake Erie water snake. Now, they're not poisonous by no means, but they are a little snippy. They don't like you reaching down to pet them. They might snap at you, but not poisonous. Lake Erie water snake, and they're pretty good size, you know. Bigger than the average garter snake, that's for darn sure. Probably twice the size of the average garter snake. So now you know, when anybody says, do you know what a lewes is? You say, well, sure, it's a Lake Erie water snake. And that's going to do it for today. We've got about 40 seconds left in this program. And then I'm going home and I'm going to sit down and just relax. Oh, I got to get something to eat. I haven't had anything to eat today. Golly. Okay, so have a nice weekend. This is only Friday, remember? You got tomorrow and Sunday for recreation. You might want to go to Lake Erie. Probably about half the state of Ohio probably is up there. Okay, have a good time. Take care of yourself. And eat hearty, mate.
You're listening.